Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday. Jumping on the wagon, starting over, starting something new, creating a new goal. The new year is here. Happy New Year. Each week, each month, each year, we try to start over again. And we create a goal and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get there. The problem is we jump onto this wagon called the all or nothing bandwagon. The all or nothing bandwagon is when you jump on this path and you think, I have to do 150% of it or forget it. It's no good. Perhaps going back and looking at it in a little different way, giving yourself credit for just taking one tiny step closer to that big goal that you're trying to reach. Taking 1 or 2 minutes of your time every day, just taking a small amount of time and doing a small thing that's closer to that goal. Many people, for example, this is an easy example. It's like, oh, I want to lose weight. But did you know that if you lose 1 pound, you've reached your goal? So perhaps you just need to say a specific goal, like I want to lose 15 pounds or 20 pounds or 100 pounds or whatever that is, and write that down. But each day, whatever action you take, make sure it's moving towards that goal. For example, if you need to change your diet, what are you eating? What are you putting on your plate? Whatever you put on your plate, whatever you're eating, is it working towards you reaching that goal of losing 15, 20, 100 pounds, whatever that is? If you want to add more exercise into your regular, you know, weekly program, well, what are you doing? Is sitting in your chair at your desk and thinking about exercising getting you closer to the goal? No. So perhaps taking one step and perhaps just putting your shoes on. Put your shoes on and then go back and sit down and then make that a habit for a week. But of course, once you put your shoes on, you're like, well, I might as well get up and go and walk or work out, run, whatever you want to do. Finding something that you like to do, but starting off with a small step. And each action you take will or will not get you closer to that goal. So it is our actions that get us closer to our goals. But we need to think about these actions that we take rather than doing the all or nothing plan. Say, I'm going to take this small action today, and that will get me closer to my goal. So whatever actions you take, whatever habits you create, will either get you closer to your goal or further away. Taking baby steps. Take one small action at a time, and you will get closer to your goal. Be patient. Remember, wherever you are today versus where you want to be, it took you time to get to where you are today. It didn't happen overnight. The same thing getting to that final goal is not going to happen overnight. It takes time. Choosing one small action every day and being consistent with it will get you to that goal. Try to do that rather than doing the all or nothing program. It will work. And the best part is it will become a new habit. You will stick to it and you will be successful. I hope you have a wonderful Friday. Take care. And until next week, bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.